Welcome to Brand With On Demand, your guide to rebooting radio, supported by Real World at reelworld.com and
Replay Radio. Keep up with what the hottest stations are doing. Replay Radio will schedule and record any streaming radio station or show automatically. And the integrated media guide makes it easy to add a station or show with a single click. Try Replay Radio free by clicking their ad at BrandWidthOnDemand.com.
BrandWidth On Demand. Rebooting radio with a different take on all radio can be.
Pez is also going strong on radio and TV, but he didn't get by completely unscathed.
It's a National Public Radio Broadcast Center now. Who are you? I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered.
The first thing I listen to in the morning is the radio.
Now your guides through the mediamorphosis. Noted communications second generation broadcaster and media strategist David Martin and author of the book BrandWidth, media branding coach Kipper McGee.
Welcome to BrandWidth On Demand. This time we get insights on things anyone can learn from top country radio stations with a major market PD turned leading coach and consultant, Michael O'Malley, from the consulting firm of Albright, O'Malley, and Brenner.
And there's no question that Jay, Michael, and Becky all agree this is one of the most exciting times for radio because you can do all things, audio, video, text, and more, all because of BrandWidth.
That's how we rock and that's how we roll, as long as there's country on the radio.
Michael O'Malley has been advising country radio stations since 1992. His client list includes stations operated by Citadel, Clear Channel, Beasley, Scripps, oh, so many others. You know, prior to consulting, Mike spent 5 years as a programming ace at NBC O&O WYNY in New York, launching it as a country station in 1987. He's also programmed stations in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and a number of other large and medium markets. He was also previously a national research director for a major broadcast group. He's highly regarded as a conceptual problem solver, a creative original thinker, and possibly a Sherpa. He is particularly skilled at identifying and exploiting a station's unique identity and opportunities, then building a plan for success. He continually wins praises from GMs, PDs for his passion and commitment to every station he works with. His mentoring skills for PDs and talent, his non-boilerplate custom insights and strategies, his accessibility, his easy-to-work-with approach, he's just a superstar, Mike O'Malley.
Wow. Thank you, Dave. That's a buildup. Boy, now we have to live up to it for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, you will.
So, Mike, when did you first know that radio was going to be your thing?
You know, I don't know if it was, if I knew at that time it was going to be my thing or not, but I do know where the fascination started. And I think then just one thing led to another. I guess it was when I was a preteen. I grew up in North Jersey, so my radio influence was New York City. And mostly I spent time listening to the two big top 40 stations there, WMCA and WABC, sure. Maybe a little bit the 1010 Winds. And a little bit to WWRL, which was an R&B station. And while I liked all the music, what I really got turned on by was the talent. It was fascinating that the talent lineup on WMCA and WABC, the two big top 40s at the time, were so different. The MCA talent was to me, just kind of scrappy. It was talent, and it was talent at an early age. And I think today, it's still, to me, about talent. Love talent.
As a top consultant, you know, you hear a lot of radio from a lot of different markets, Michael. What's one common recommendation that you might really apply to any station of any format?
That's an interesting question. You know, there's a host of things that go into building and maintaining a great radio brand, but one of my favorite building blocks is actually an algebra equation. I made it up a number of years ago when Jay and I were doing a presentation, and the equation is EV must be greater than CL. So translated, that means the entertainment value of the station must be greater than the cost of listening. And then we can think about entertainment value in any number of ways. Certainly imaging would come into play. Contesting would come into play. But for me, the starting point here is talent. Talent is the most non-duplicatable asset a station can have. So as much time as you can spend developing talent, boy, that's to me good universal advice. And I think it starts with identifying what each talent does best, then be a significant part of their growth and getting that talent to do what they do best more frequently.
Mike, some folks think that people like us have the best job in broadcasting. I mean, we come in, we listen, we make observations, we fly home and stay there. What suggestions would you offer someone who might want to become a consultant themselves?
Well, the first thing is, Kipper, you're right. This is the greatest job. I've had a number of really good jobs, but boy, I love to do this one because it taps so many facets of your brain and your personality and offers so many challenges on a daily basis. I think the first thing would be to have a love of curiosity coupled with a love of learning things. You learn all you can about the rating process, you know, what drives ratings, what assets a station has or needs to have to reach the goal. I'd say learn all you can about managing, directing, and above all, encouraging, you know, creatives. Never miss an opportunity to hear what listeners are saying. Try practicing sales promotions. You know, that would be fun for your listeners and drive station usage. I mean, you're the most valuable person in the building if you can create something fascinating that makes money. And then lastly, this is an odd one, but to me, I've learned to love the color gray. So many questions do have straightforward, clear-cut answers, but for some situations, the answer isn't, you know, could be one of 8 or 10 or 12, but it runs into a real gray area. And the cool thing about gray areas is that you get to exercise your gray matter. This is where great creative thinking can come in. How many different ways can I look at this to come up with the best solution? And I guess in a way that kind of brings us back to the love of creativity and curiosity.
You know, Michael, many hosts and stations would like to have a more robust presence online, but they fear they just don't have the resources or time to accomplish it. How would you consult them?
Well, I think we'll look at it two ways. You'd look at it first from a talent standpoint or a promotional standpoint. I mean, if you're a talent or an active promotion person who's responsible for presenting the station's brand on other platforms and on the air, take the social media platform that you are most comfortable with and fully immerse yourself in it, devote yourself to it. I think it's also always important to be thinking about cross-platform usage of any content that you do create. I'm doing this for the show, but I can also see how I might be able to do a video of this or put this online, in some way repurposing your content for additional platforms. And I think if you're the station, if I'm the station manager, I'm trying to find the most passionate users of at least Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And then I would encourage each of those four people to work on their one favorite platform as much as possible, give it all they can, and give the station the best presence that they're able to on their preferred platform. I think one of the problems is, too, that you have so many opportunities. It's like walking up to a buffet table when it comes to how will I approach this subject via social media. And I think, again, having a focus really helps you actually get more done.
Wow. Great stuff from Michael O'Malley of Albright, O'Malley & Brenner. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, please rate us on the iTunes Store. It helps others discover Brandwidth On Demand.
And we're doing this because of you, so your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome. Email show@brandwidthondemand.com or call 802-489-7739. In fact, we'll go to the phones in just a few minutes.
Next, Mike O'Malley shares his thoughts on things he knows now that he really wishes he'd known way back then.
Brandwidth On Demand. Rebooting
Radio. Supported by TrafficCast, the leader in advanced digital traffic data, has developed the Traffic Karma computer app, launching soon with market-exclusive broadcast partners. Engage your audience. Email info@trafficcast.com. That's TrafficCast, one word with two C's in the middle.
The stuff we know now, we wish we'd known then. Brandwidth On Demand.
We're with Michael O'Malley. Michael, what's one thing that you know now that you wish you'd known back then?
And that's a difficult question, but a fascinating one, because if you're always curious and always wanting to learn something new, back then could be yesterday. But I think if I had to pick out one thing, it would be back to maybe when I was a talent, and that would be how to tell a great story. I think that starts with the ability to recognize something that's right in front of you as having potential to be a great story, and then thinking about all the possible ways that what you're seeing could play out. And then finally choosing the one scenario that you and the audience could have the most fun with. I mean, I wish I knew that back when I was on the air.
No, that's a great lesson. Wow, Michael O'Malley of Albright, O'Malley and Brenner. What a bright guy.
Brandwidth On Demand. 10-second sound off. Call 802-489-7739.
24/7, 365. Or if you're in one of those moods,
802-489-SPEW.
Guys, do you think that promos that are demo-specific will ever come back? You know, type of promotions that you can do outside of your format. Thanks.
A great question. My thought is you can always go outside your format, just like your listeners do. Believe it or not, they listen to more than one station, probably more than one format, Kipper.
Hey, a great prize is a great prize. You've said it before, Dave. You can always tell how strong your prize is by how many people on your staff want it. Also, creative ways to position it. For example, if you've got a country station giving away Gaga tickets, why not promote it as a gift for the kids? Hey, you'll be a hero. Free!
Hi, Brandwidth. This is India DeClaire of the I Declare Show. My question is, how can people of color be brought to be galvanized by talk media? How can we reach that under-tapped audience, not right, not left, just fair, down the middle, talk media? How do I do that? Thank you, and I love your show.
Well, here's one way to look at that. You should be targeting the audience themselves and not their particular political persuasion. You make a good point about political talk, not right, not left, just down the middle. Well, do just that. Become issue-focused rather than focusing on either side of the issue.
Could not agree with you more, Dave. The role of spoken word, I think, is to really be part mirror, part window. The mirror reflects what they're talking about and what they're thinking about. The window gives them new information. And also agree with you, India, that it's not so much red and blue anymore. It's more about purple, especially after this last go-round.
We love getting your calls. Keep them coming. Hey, a reminder, the expanded play version of our interview with Michael O'Malley is available in the show notes at brandwidthondemand.com.
Thanks to Catherine Kelly Murphy, who 1604 Productions serves as executive producer.
Next time, Brandwidth On Demand gets a look into the development of emerging audio distribution and how radio can still get a head start.
We get to hear from the highly regarded, longtime corporate programming chief turned online media guru, not to mention my former boss, Steve Goldstein.
Oh, that'll be great, Kipper. Hey, that's a wrap. Think about this. The most precious thing on your radio station is your promo inventory. No, I'm serious. Promos make a difference between being a good and a great radio station. You can read more about that in the 1 Minute Martinizing. And I'm Dave Martin.
I'm Kipper McGee, and may all your bandwidth be wide.
Any reuse or redistribution of Brandwidth On Demand without the express written consent of the producers is greatly appreciated.
While you're at it, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us in the iTunes Store or wherever you get your podcast.
Your feedback helps others discover Brandwidth On Demand.
Not your average quarter hour.